And our third response to the topic is the Professor Chen Xiaohong, and she is also the Vice Dean of the Transportation College of Transportation in Tongji University, personally very involved in the Expo transportation planning. Please.
Professor, will introduce my name. Yeah. I'm Chen Xiaohong from Tongji University. When you arrived here for today's meeting this morning, you should have noticed the poor road conditions surrounding. This road, which this building located in, was planned 40 meters wide and four lanes 20 years ago, but it still stay at the constructing list till now. Because of the housing breaking problems. If the government finished the project, perhaps it would improve the traffic operation condition, but this building perhaps would not exist. I mentioned this problem means this is both sides. Shanghai government and the plan have to face every day. Spending more travel time and living in a large house or living in very limited space and go walking by bike, this is a problem. I mean that it is impossible we can do a plane or do some construction project well made all better. During past several years, Shanghai invests much money to improve the capacity of road system. The first question I want to ask is, when we try to improve the mobility of our city, will it attract more person driving cars? If we don't do it, will the congested area will extend it and make our city unlivable? The second problem is about how to keep a harmony between the urbanization and the transportation system mode. In future 30 years, the population living in the city will be doubled according to central government's estimation. These people will end the existing city, or we will build much more new city or towns. If we prefer the latter, it means we will plan and build much more new cities. Which kind of transportation form we will choose? Can you give us some good advice? I have a question to Professor Ida, because you come from Tokyo. If you do transportation plan for Shanghai, will you recommend Shanghai learn from Tokyo? Because I noticed there's a much same characteristic between Shanghai and Tokyo. If not, how to arrange 30 million population in 6,000 kilometer squares? The second question is about fast and the future. I gave some more data about Shanghai from 1986 to 2004.
Can you just, we have a problem with time.
The average trip length is increased 50%, but the average trip time keep the same at about 30 minutes. This is the advantage of mobility, I think. but many, many experts from abroad always criticize Shanghai Expressway system. If we give up that, how to expand our urban area? How to contain more population entering our city? Thanks.
Well, certainly one of those questions might be answered by Professor Yeda. Who are you going to use some PowerPoint presentations? Right. So in your response, which we will keep you to 5 minutes, I have to remind ourselves. We're going to have all the responses,
yes,
and then we open up for a general discussion. So
yeah.
You will be first.